KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A local environmental group says pollution in the Umgeni estuary and Blue Lagoon non-bathing beach is not a new issue. The Itegwini municipality has closed the stretch to investigate the source of a sewage effluent discharge. Dave Still is the chairman of the Duzi Umgeni Conservation Trust. He says pollution levels in Lower Umgeni have been high for years.
The Northern Treatment Works has been barely functional for quite a few years, so that's been a major source of pollution. But we've had a lot of rain in the last week, and whenever there's a lot of rain, then usually the pollution levels go up because of malfunctioning sewers and also surface wash-off.
The city has said repairs will be done to any damaged infrastructure affected by the discharge, but Still says the municipality needs to focus more resources on maintaining the sewage network.
The data shows very clearly that Durban's gone backwards in the last 10, 15 years in maintaining its sewer network, the pipes as well as the pump stations. So there's a deteriorating trend for quite a few years now. So they have to put more into that. You know, when the water supply doesn't work, everybody knows about it and it's politically, you know, a big deal. And when the power goes off, it's a big deal. But when sewage seeps out of manholes and pump stations, often a lot of people aren't even aware of it.
Matriculants who sat for their final exam say they're holding their breath until the results are released next week. Almost 900,000 learners sat for the 2024 NSC and IEB exams last year. Basic Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube is expected to announce the results on Monday. Newswatch spoke to a few pupils on how they're feeling. Unati Mlotra from Westville Boys High School says the nerves are beginning to kick in.
Results were the last thing that were coming to my mind. And honestly, the stress has only been kicking in now since we're getting close to the date.
Samishka Sunarain from Dr. A.D. Lazarus School says the support from her family has been helping to calm the jitters.
And I've been spending a lot of time with them to get my mind off the stress. They've been my biggest supporters, especially through the matric year and as well as with my plans to study aeronautical engineering.
And abroad, South Korea's presidential security chief has warned against bloodshed as investigators try again to execute an arrest warrant for impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. It's over his failed martial law bid last month, which has plunged the country into its worst political crisis in decades. Yoon has refused questioning and last week resisted arrest in a tense standoff between investigators and his security team. Investigators secured a new warrant arrest for Yoon this week, after an initial 7-day order expired on Monday. Yoon would become the first sitting South Korean president to be arrested if investigators are able to detain him. And back home on the weather front, Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 29 degrees, Richards Bay 34.
And coming up in your sports, the Sharks are ready to neutralize Antoine Dupont and to lose. David Moyes, the favourite to become the next Everton boss, and Super Giants captain Kesh Maharaj excited about the new look team ahead of the SA20 opener against the Pretoria Capitals.